Blog Talk Radio.
Zayway, what's going on, man? Welcome to the Dream Hustle Win podcast, brother, streaming live across the world, man. Excited to have you on here, man, representing South Carolina all day, fam.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm glad to be here, man.
People, let me introduce a very special person. Zayway is one of the most dedicated, hardest working artists in the game. I mean, this guy takes his whole platform super serious, started his own record label. His whole city moves around his energy, and we're excited. I mean, and we're honored. I mean, super honored to have Zayway on the Dream Hustle Win podcast today, representing 843 all day. Let me jump right into it, man, so people can get the meat of this thing. I want you to tell the audience, when you look in the mirror, nobody else is around, just you, what do you see in yourself as an artist and as a man in 2020? Or what do you see in yourself here?
Well, I see myself as a young man who's always really focused on making his own way, you know? That's why I felt like it was only right to not just call myself Zay, but, you know, call myself Zayway. I've always focused on, you know, like what I really want to do personally, you know, like creating my own path. And I preach that to, you know, not just myself, but my friends, you know, my family. I feel like that's what you need to do in life. I feel like you need to find your own path and your own way. And, you know, I'm just big on creating, you know, and showing people who you really are, like putting that on paper, putting that on wax, or putting it out to the world in some way, because, you know, I feel like that's what we were placed there for.
Definitely, man. I appreciate that. And the reason why I ask that question is because people may see you on social media, or they may see you on different sites, and they see one thing. But when I see you speak and I hear you talk about your music and your brand, man, the thing about you that I see in your eyes is I see someone that understands his purpose. Like, you're very purpose-driven. Like, you're not just randomly doing things. So that right there is dope in itself. I want to go into this part here. You're on the stage, microphone is in your hand, right? Crowd going crazy, your music blaring through the speakers. What do you describe that moment? How does that moment make you feel, bro?
Well, I was actually talking to somebody not too long ago, and I said I always seem to make magic happen with a mic in my hands, you know? Like, it's just an amazing feeling. I've been on stage a few times, actually, at my school, performing and different things like that, and I love it. I love the energy, you know? Like, it's a different feeling when you know you're connecting with people and you know that this is you, you know? Like, you're showing the world and showing other people, you know, how you really feel inside or what you think, you know? Otherwise, you know, other than that, you know, you can't really connect with somebody. Like, you can't look at somebody and tell what they're thinking or how they're feeling. And I feel like performing and making music is a good way to, you know, to show that.
Absolutely. I want to go into this part here because that's a very special moment. Because when you're in that moment, that's the moment of creation. So that's big right there. That's you at your height, at your apex of what you do. Let me go into this. When you think about South Carolina, you think about your city, you think about the music you make, what type of impact do you feel your music is having on your city?
Well, I feel like I definitely embody, you know, the sound of South Carolina, and especially more specifically the region that I'm from. You know, South Carolina is just one of the three states in the Geechee Quarter, so I feel like I definitely embody that sound. You know, we like to make people move. When you hear different artists from South Carolina, and not just South Carolina, but Georgia and Florida as well, we like to make people get up out their seats. And, you know, of course, some people might think, well, that's what music does, right? But no, like, you know, when we make people get up, we make them get up and feel a different way and move in a different way, you know? I hate to say it, but you almost have to be from an area like this or from this area to understand, you know, like how you make people get up and move with that Geechee Gullah type sound. And I like to make R&B music most of all, but, you know, I'm a very versatile person. So any kind of music that I can make that gives you that good feeling, or, you know, a throwback feeling, you know, to a good time in your life, or, you know, create a new good time in your life. That's me when I make my music. That's what I like to aim for.
Definitely. Let me go to this part here. It takes a lot to be successful in this game. I mean, you gotta get incorporated, you gotta be LLC or be an Inc., open up a business checking account, you have to read contracts, mm-hmm. you have to look at your logo, look at your marketing, you have to look at everything. If you really want people to take you seriously, because I always tell artists that you don't want to spend money with companies that you believe in. You would never just take $40 and just give it to somebody
right.
and say, "Hey, man, I think you know what you're doing. Go ahead." You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to, you're going to say, "Do I trust this company? Let me look at this. Let me even research." So that's how people look at you. And then I just want to hear straight talk from you. What are the things you're doing in 2020 to help set up your business the right way?
Well, like you said, I've started filing for my LLC. I'm in the works of getting my record label on paper. Audio Dope Records. I feel like, you know, music can have such an effect on a person that it's almost addicting, you know? Like people call that dope, right? So that's where the Audio Dope comes from. So that's what I'm getting on paper. That's one more. Promoting more, putting money behind my promotion and things like that. Getting, you know, better with making cover arts and things like that. Sending music to DJs and getting a DJ pack done. Like, it's a lot of moves that I'm making, and it all is kind of happening all at once, seems like. You know, it seems like it's all running, but it's all coming together. So, yeah.
Absolutely. I want to go into this part here with you regarding your music. You've been making music for a minute now. You got a couple of records out there. You're in some good playlists on Spotify and Apple Music. So definitely you're making an impact out here in the game. When you think about 2020, you know, it started off great, and then unfortunately COVID happened, and a lot of people lost their lives, and people don't have jobs. The game is just crazy right now. What do you feel like, as far as your adjustments that you've made, as far as that, what type of expectation have you set for yourself goal-wise for the rest of the year to finish out 2020? Because you got really like 6 more months left.
Well, I feel like it's a setback for, you know, like, it's a setback for everything, you know, outside and everything. But honestly, I feel like it's a push forward for everything electronic. Like, yeah, you know, it might be a little more mm-hmm. difficult to get shows done and, you know, to get music videos done and things like that. But it's the perfect time for you to, you know, that's not stopping you in the studio, you know, especially people like me that have their own home studio.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's the perfect time to go harder, actually. You know, so it's a setback in some ways, but a push forward in a lot of other ways, you know.
Definitely. I mean, and that's the right way to look at it, man. That's a great way to look at it, actually. So I respect that totally. Let me go into this part here. When you think about all the jobs you can have in the world, I mean, you could be anything, you know, but you decided to walk down this path. It's dangerous, unforgiving, no guaranteed path. Why in the world do you bet on yourself so much that you can do this?
Well, I'll go back to my point that I made earlier. I feel like in life, that's what we're put here for. We're put here to, you know, chase what fires us. You know, like that fire inside. We're put here to do what we feel is us, or what we feel like is right to do, you know, as in career-wise or whatever. You know, like, I feel like it's not a good choice to pick a career field that, you know, is not something that necessarily interests you, but it's something that, you know, is quote-unquote practical, you know, like, because you know it's more guaranteed than what you really want to do. feel like you're really wasting your time, because at the end of the day, yeah, you might be making, you know, making a living off of it, making ends meet and whatever, but that's not living life to me. That's just, you know, going from end to end. You know, so I'd rather live life and enjoy it. I'd rather make music and be happy while I'm making it. You know, the money is honestly a plus, you know. Like, it just so happened that the music industry is so big now to where we can make great, you know, we can make great loads of money off of, you know.
Exactly. So with that being said, you have some records out there that are out there right now. What is a record on your streaming profile that you want people to pay attention to?
Well, the record that I just dropped a new record on May 15th. I'm working on things to make sure that I can get all of my records under one name and one profile right now, but you can find that record as Cool It. Called Cool It, man. It's a good throwback vibe.
Okay.
You feel me? It really makes me get up and move and dance like I
Absolutely.
Haven't danced in years, man. I'm not even lying. You can find Cool It, and, you know, it goes right along with my name change, Zayway. I just added the way to the Zay, you know, making my own way out here, and that's again, Cool It, a nice little record, man.
I'm with you on that 100. As far as your name and how it's spelled on social media platforms, on digital platforms, when people go to Apple Music, what do they need to type in?
X-A-Y-W-A-Y, Zay Way. I had to make it different because it's my own way, so I had to put the X at the front, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people ask me, when they ask my real name, they be like, how you spell it? I mean, it's just the X, man, and I fell in love with that, so it's X-A-Y-W-A-Y.
No doubt, man. Love that, man. Let me go into this part here. Your social media handle, how can people follow you on Instagram? Give out your Instagram handle.
Same name, same game, man. X-A-Y-W-A-Y, but add a 3 at the end. So it's Zayway3, X-A-Y-W-A-Y-3.
Right. All right. And what have you enjoyed the most about being on the Dream Hustle Win podcast today, brother?
I love the community and how everybody has the same mindset, same goal, you know? Like, everybody is literally walking. It's like the March on Washington. Like, we all holding hands going to the same place, man. Like,
there you go.
It's love. It's love all across, man. Like, you know, like, nobody is like, nah, I'm not going to rock with him. Like, you know, everybody is showing love no matter what. We posting, everybody posting, liking, comment. Everybody is on the same accord, man. That's what I really love about it.
Definitely. Well, we appreciate and value and highly honor being in business with you, being in partnership with you. You're one of the millennial CEOs with Radio Pushers, man, because without you, there is no us, period. And, you know, we go back a long way, man. So we're honored to have you on. People, Zayway, Z-A-X. A-Y-W-A-Y, the number 3, X-A-Y-W-A-Y, the number 3. Follow him on Instagram, Zayway, all streaming platforms, man. Thank you so much for being on the podcast, brother.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you for having me.
People, Zayway in the building, representing South Carolina all day, 843. Stand up. Peace.
All right, man.